edition of Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net. We're coming to you live today from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and the National Convention and Award Show for the Western Music Association.
I am so glad our trails have crossed. Oh, the joy you bring to me. And as I look upon each face, such kindness there I see. I wish for you the love of God, a love that never fails. And as we travel life's long path, I wish you blessed trails. Our trails now go their separate ways, and life goes rolling on. I hope our trails will cross again before God takes us home. We share the wondrous love of God, a love that never fails. And as we travel life's long path, I wish you blessed trails. Yes, as we travel life's long path, I wish you blessed trails. Blessed trails.
Well, welcome to a very special edition of Blessed Trails. I am Belinda Gale, and I am so delighted to be your host as we visit with interesting and diverse guests. And as I said, we have a very special show today as we are broadcasting live from the Western Music Association 2016 National Convention in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The songs we will be featuring today will be the top five nominated songs for Song of the Year. And our guest will be whomever my husband, armed with a cell phone, can corral for us. He's roaming the halls and the rooms where the showcases are going, and he will be gathering up people for us to talk to. So this should be a wild ride and a ton of fun. And an even more little added treat is our wonderful producer, Gary Holt, will also be joining me to host this show. So let's kick it off with one of the first nominated song for Song of the Year, Heavenly Here With You by Almeda Bradshaw.
Evening sunset slipping from the sky. My pony's waiting, anticipating our end of the daylight ride. Forget those chores, honey, come on, get outdoors. This I know is true. I'm living well this side of hell, 'cause life is heavenly here with you. I'm holding you tight and you're wrapped up in my arms. You sway to the beat of my pony's feet, my heart in a rhythm warms. Lopping along to an unshot song, we watch the world go gray. And the nighthawk sings, we rise on wings like Pegasus away. Let's ride along the river that sliver of moon sails its midnight door. The stars tonight hand points a light and the trail's too dark to see the way to go, but my pony knows he'll take us home, you and me. Let's ride.
That's our first nominated song for Song of the Year, and we have my husband, Robert Lurbier, on the line. And who did you snag for us first, babe?
Hey, baby.
Hi,
I've got Bill Lindsay up first.
Bob, I thought you were talking to me when you said, hey, baby.
Hey, yeah, not even.
Not even. All right.
So, Bill Lindsay is up first. Here he goes.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, hey.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing real good.
Excellent. Everything's great with us. The technicalities are all worked out, and everything's working. So we're delighted, especially since
great.
We spread from Albuquerque to Nashville to make this radio show happen.
Well, I don't know what you had planned, but I thought I'd share a little election story.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, shoot.
It's the right time of year, right?
As long as it's uplifting and unifying.
Well, for the people in the audience that don't know, my grandfather was a gentleman by the name of Stuart Hamblin. Wrote a few songs, Texas Plains, My Mary. Also a lot of gospel songs like It Is No Secret, Until Then, How Big Is God? So he wrote quite a few songs, and in 1950, he actually wrote It Is No Secret, What God Can Do, which actually reached the top of the charts on all the Billboard charts that were available. It reached number one in gospel, and it was in the top 10 in the secular fields as well. So it was very popular in 1950, and when it comes around 1951, the candidates were all lining up for who was going to be going to office or looking to, run for office for President of the United States. And the Prohibition Party called him up and said, hey, Stuart, we'd really like to run as our candidate for the Prohibition Party for President of the United States. And he was one of those guys that, well, I had never done that before, so sure, let's do it. And so he went around and stumped for President of the United States, and of course, his was, the teetotin party because, no drinking prohibition. And the funny thing is when the election came due, the first returns of the ballots were all from the Bible Belt. And I actually went and looked this up, and it was all exactly right. He ended up coming in third, but when the ballots came back from the first returns from the Bible Belt, he was winning. And my mom says she still remembers. She goes, it freaked us all out because we were just doing this for fun. And so it scared him, kind of like, Trump, probably when he realized he won, got scared like, whoa. So that's kind of a fun little story there. But, of course, Eisenhower ran or won that one. And the funny thing is I've got one of the ballots. And so, you look at the ballot, it says, Republican, Eisenhower, Stevenson, Democratic, and then Prohibition Party, Stuart Hamblin. So, he was on the ballot. So, yeah, it was kind of a fun little election story there for you Stuart Hamblin.
That's a great. What do you think of that story, Gary?
Well, I love the story. And when he was talking about Ike, when I was a little bitty guy, I can remember that they would have me and one of my brothers stand up on the fireplace mantle, or not the mantle, but the hearth, and say, vote for Ike. So you know where their thoughts were on that thing. Back here in Nashville, Tennessee. So vote for Ike.
Yep.
I love that. I love that. And so so you're here at the convention, and when did you get in?
I actually got in this morning. I just got in about 2 hours ago, and
wow.
I'm enjoying myself already. So, but wanted to make sure I got a chance to jump on here and have a little fun and tell a little election story since it's that time of year.
It is that time of year. Well, we sure appreciate you being on. We love your granddad's music, and I love how committed and dedicated you are to making sure that that music stays out there and managing all of that for the family. So it's just their treasures, just jewels and
Thank
treasures
you.
That need to be kept alive and kept out there. So kudos for great work that you're doing, Bill. And thank you very much for being on this show. Go have fun. I know there's a lot of showcases going on right now. I don't want you to miss the good music. And we'll let
you go
and see who else might have.
I'd like to plug just HamlinMusic.com if you guys go on the web. I've actually put up about 4 of his albums now on CD. So take a look.
Wow.
Hamlin Music. H-A-M-B-L-E-N.
And spell the Hamlin because I misspell it all the time. Spell Hamlin for them.
H-A-M-B-L-E-N music.com.
Yep. Wonderful music on there. So please go check it out and maybe even shoot Bill a little message and say you heard about it on the radio show and let him know that his jumping on here paid off.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, Belinda.
Thank you, Bill.
Take care, guys.
Good talk. All right. Bye-bye. Hey, Belinda, I didn't tell you this, but we're actually broadcasting live today.
Yes.
And we'll re-promote it again, of course, for Sunday morning. But for folks that are out there at the convention, if they want to get their smartphone and listen to what you're doing, all they need to do is Google Equestrian Legacy Radio and go to the website, and they can listen to the show live as we're doing it right now. So you may have some people out there that want to do that.
That's pretty exciting. That's pretty exciting. And Bob, are you back on the phone? He's talking to somebody. Hello, Bob.
Hello, I'm back.
you probably didn't hear this, honey. Gary just
told me. I did hear it. It's live.
It is live, so people can actually listen right now, which is very exciting. So
that is exciting,
Who do you have next for us?
Leah Sawyer.
Okay, what we're going to do, we're going to play it, have her hold on for just a second, and she has just 3 minutes to wait, and we're going to go ahead and play one of the next song that's nominated for Song of the Year, and then we'll bring Little Miss Leah on, excited to have her on. Gary, you haven't met her yet. And we're going to play now The Land Where Cedars Grow by Dave Stamey.
When I come from Ireland, I was but 17, half grown, half starved, and this country was wilder than I'd ever dreamed, and I was full of pride. And the land she shone like a brand new dime, bright like a fire glows. She shone brightest when I headed west to the land where cedars grow. I went to working for a freight hauling man. God, that man was mean. He freighted into Texas, a red dirt land with never a hint of green. But good night was hiring to trail his herds, so I took a mean wages old and found myself a horseback and headed for the land where cedars grow. We drove them herds through burning sun, through wind and freezing rain, 1,000 miles before we were done, out on them northern plains. And I took my pay
and I headed for town, where the whiskey flows. And I got to drinking and I went to the bed in the land where cedars grow. One winter's morning, drunken and broke, that's where she came undone. I robbed a coach on the Bannock Road, and I never even fired my gun. And the very next week, I done her again, but the driver, he was slow. I shot him down and I went on the run, in the land where cedars grow. To shake the devil's hand, you must follow him to hell and look him in the eye. Before it was over, he knowed me well, and his brand was on my hide. The deputies found me one rainy night, surprised me on the road. A bullet in my leg, they finally brought me down in the land where cedars grow. They threw me in jail, they cut off me leg, and I'm only 23. I hear the devil laughing from down below, for heaven will never see me. And they'll hang me tomorrow for what I done, and in the sunset's glow, I'll step off to eternity in the land where cedars grow. And the land, she shone like a brand new dime, bright like a fire glows. She shone brightest when I headed west to the land where cedars grow.
Oh, a Dave Steaming masterpiece, as usual. Wonderful storyteller that he is. And so, honey, who do you have for us next?
This is Leah Sawyer. I'm right here, ready to go.
Hi, honey. Hi, honey.
Hi. Hi. How are you doing?
Hey, Leah. Hey,
hi.
Leah.
We're doing great, Leah. So my husband tells me that your family was up on stage just a little while ago, and you tore it up.
Yeah, we had a showcase here, and yeah, it was fun.
Oh my God. And he said Olivia sat in with you guys.
Yeah, that was great. Olivia and David Eastlick came up for the last song, and we did an arrangement of Ghost Riders. So that was great. I think that was one of the highlights of the show.
Oh my gosh. Is that the one y'all were practicing out here on the piano?
Yes, it was.
Oh, yeah. My gosh, I would have loved to have heard that live. They had the most eerie, intricately arranged version of Ghost Riders I've ever heard. It was gorgeous.
Yeah, that's thanks to Mr. Eastlick. That's a great arrangement that he came up with. So,
Oh, my goodness. So now you are one of the members of our youth chapter. Please tell everybody how old you are, Leah.
Yeah, I'm 15. So, yeah, and I am, I've been a part of the youth chapter for about 4 years, I think, so.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So tell us about your favorite part of the youth chapter. What makes that fun for you? Because I see you kids together and you just all are like this tight little knot of, you know, of fun and friendship that, you know, we see around as we're all running around doing our thing here. So tell us a little bit about the youth group and what makes that special for you.
Yeah, I really... The youth chapter has been such a blessing to me, and I've met so many great friends that I get together with, not just at the WMA convention, but all during the year. And I think you hit the nail on the head. This really special thing about the youth chapter is how tight-knit we are and the great relationships that form. And it's really special to get to play with kids your age, good musicians your age. And I think that's what the special thing about the WMA youth chapter is getting to play with people your age and also form those great relationships with other musicians that will last the rest of our lives.
Oh, it will last the rest of your lives. And I remember you've met Jordan, and Jordan Bramley last year was his first year there. And he, where he was from, there were no young people that were interested in the kind of music that he loved, which was Western and Western swing. And he was just kind of this little lone wolf, and he would, you know, get together with some adults that liked that kind of music. And then when he first showed up last year, he was just in awe of how many young people his age that were as passionate about the music as he is and as good as he is. And he was just in awe. He was sold. So I just want to thank you for being you and this the whole youth chapter for how embracing and lovely and warm they all are. And so proud of you, Leah. I can't believe you're 15. You were just 13. Did you skip 14? This is what I want to know. You shouldn't do that. It goes fast enough as it is. So you quit your teenage years, girl, little girl. and your brother David, oh my gosh, he's growing. He is shooting up.
I know it. Yeah, he's about to pass me. I can't believe it. He's going to be taller than me.
He is. Now, and what does David play?
David plays just about everything. His instruments that he mainly plays with our band are trumpet, mandolin, fiddle, cajon. He also plays piano and bass, and he can sing. He doesn't like to do it in public, but he's a great all-around musician and can play just about anything you can name. So.
Wow. And he has a smile that will absolutely light up a room. He has one of
the
biggest, most infectious smiles I've ever seen in my life. And such a sweetheart to match that smile.
Yeah.
So if you ever, and tell everybody the name of your family band.
Our family band is called Simple Gifts, and you can find us at thesimplegiftsband.com.
And you, little Missy, that is not the only band you play in. Tell everybody the other band that you play in.
Yeah, I also play with Ain't Misbehavin'. Our website is aintmisbehavinswingband.com. And I get to fiddle with a lot of bands from time to time. I've been super blessed by this music. But Simple Gifts and Ain't Misbehavin' are the two bands that I primarily play with.
They are. And the Simple Gifts are your family, and the Ain't Misbehavin' are other young people around your age and a little older. So it's all young people that are playing Western swing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, look up those websites, people. There is amazing music on there, and these kids are extraordinary, and besides just being sweet, sweet kids. And so thank you so much for your time, Leah. And we're going to go to our next. Give your mom and everybody a big hug. I'll track them down and give them a hug for myself. But you know, sometimes I don't get to see everybody. I want to see a couple of days.
I will.
Love you.
All right.
Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you.
Leah. Hey, Belinda, I was going to ask before we go to this next song, I just wanted to ask for folks that are listening out there, they can come and enjoy the WMA, can't they? If they're in the area, if they're in New Mexico or.
Yes, if they're in the Albuquerque area, it's at the old Albuquerque Hotel that's right next to Old Town in Albuquerque. The night shows are ticketed, but all of the showcases that are going on during the day, there's three different stages that are going on. A development stage, which is for our newer performers who are just getting started, and then a mid-range one, and then our big showcase stage, which are for more established artists. But these are free showcases that are going on. We also have a little gear show that's happening. And so there's just, and then jam, you know, these kind of music events, there's jams that bust out in every corner. So you have people performing in little nooks and crannies as well. And we also have a fun thing for ladies who like to shop. The performers recycle their performing clothes that are perfectly good. They're just, you know, bought new things and are tired of their old things. And so we have what we call our swap shop. And so everybody brings their gently used clothing, and they set up a big store, and they you know, something that I could have brought this morning and hung on the rack, one of my friends might have it on stage tonight. So if you want some fun Western clothing, both men and women's clothing, they do have a little swap shop here to come shopping in. So, I mean, it's just all around fun from beginning to end. It really, really is.
Well, that is so cool. Now, the showcases start at 10 in the morning and go to what, 5 o'clock?
About 5 o'clock, yep. And then they break for dinner and come back with the night shows. And there are still some tickets available. There are a couple of things that are sold out, but there are still the Opry is tonight. And the Opry is just one. There's about 25 or 30 artists that are lined up for tonight, me being one of them. And it just goes from just one song, just everybody just, and they just crank it through. You're going to love this, Gary. You remember Gareth? American 18-year-old flute player who is extraordinary. He and I worked up Apache Rose to do tonight on the Opry.
Well, his mama actually sent me a little video of the two of you rehearsing, so it is going to be absolutely awesome.
Oh, I think it's going to be stunning. His flute playing—I mean, it's a lovely song that Brent Hill wrote that I love to perform. But I mean, adding that flute in just puts it over the top. And Gareth is just—I mean, he had it nailed within like one run at it. He probably had it nailed, but I wanted the extra runs. But yeah, it's going to be pretty extraordinary.
His mama sent, he was in a showcase this morning, I think, and his mama sent me a little text message earlier today, and she said when he got on stage, he said, the Indians are here, circle the wagons. I think that was his comment.
He did say that. He was phenomenal. And we do have the Opry tonight, and then right after the Opry is a swing dance. So that's tonight. Tomorrow there's yodeling competition, there's harmony singing competitions, there's poetry competitions going on tomorrow. And then, of course, the big award show tomorrow night at the historic Old Chemo Theater in Old Town Albuquerque, and then Cowboy Church on Sunday morning. So it's going to jam-packed few days here in Albuquerque with the Western Music Association.
Well, that sounds like a ton of fun, and folks that are out there in the area or even close enough to drive for half a day might want to come in and enjoy the fun and see some of their favorite entertainers during
Absolutely.
The WMA convention and the showcases and the different events that are taking place. So what was this next song you wanted to do?
I think you helped me line these out, and thank you, by the way. I've been on roller skates since I hit here, so you have been my savior getting this show together. Thank you, Gary. I think the next one we have lined out is Old New Mexico Moon by Doug Figg and Miriam Funk.
All right, well, let's take a listen to that and see who else Bob's got in the wings for us. That'll be fun.
Yes, we will.
All right, here we go.
I've been riding the river for 7 years now. said, I'll be coming back soon to take you away. Then we'll live forever beneath that old New Mexico moon. That old New Mexico moon is shining on me tonight. That very same moon looks down on you too. Does it shine for you as bright? La gran luna brilla sobre nosotros. We'll be together soon. Esta luna nos verá siempre unidos. That old New Mexico moon. Together, that old New Mexico
moon. Oh, we got a good crop of songs this year. It's exciting.
It is. It's going to be kind of, you know, I'm glad I didn't get to vote on this thing. It would have been tough to pick one of those five.
It would have been. Actually, they've changed it up. It's a, more of a juried thing this year, so it's not really something all of the membership voted on. But they have an incredible committee that chooses and narrows it down to the five, and we'll be announcing which one they chose as the top one. So we're pretty excited about that. And I think that Bob has lined up my dear friend, Jean Prescott. Are you there, Jean, or is it Robert still on the phone?
Oh, it's me. It's me. Hi, Belinda.
Yay. Hi, Jean. Hey. How are you, sweet girl?
Hey, Jean.
Oh,
this is Gary.
I am wonderful. Hi. How are you, Gary?
Good.
Okay, we let Gary out of his producer booth for this show.
Awesome. What fun.
It is. It's just all fun. It's all fun. Now, we were telling them earlier, just kind of, you know, the rundown of the entire weekend for anybody. This is actually going out live right now, and then it'll be rebroadcast on Sunday for the normal time. But we were letting people know that there are all the things that are going on. Of course, we had to mention the swap shop. So tell us how things are going over in this. And you took on the Herculean task of getting all that together and organized. I felt so sorry for you when everybody was rolling in with carts worth of stuff. And I just kind of, okay, I'm out of here. I'm overwhelmed and I'm not even doing this.
Oh, you know, we were so well organized. I put a lot of thought into how we were going to do this year. And everybody has really stuck to their guns as far as having their items tagged and ready to go when they got in. And it's gone so smoothly. We have wonderful, wonderful stage wear, clothes, boots, hats. We even have beautiful guitars. Things
oh, wow.
are still coming in. They'll be coming in through tomorrow, and things are going out just as fast. So if you're looking for some beautiful, wonderful Western clothes and accessories, the Western Consignment Shop is where to come this weekend.
Wow. Well, it was pretty, I was pretty impressed with just the beginnings of what was in there when we were lucky to be one of the first ones to get checked in. So we kind of missed the onslaught, but I could see him rolling down the hallway with their stuff.
Oh yeah. It's been interesting, but it's all been fun. And I've got a crew that I've got some ladies in there that just step up and take care of what needs to be taken care of. They know what they're doing, and it makes everything go so much better, and we're having so much fun.
That is so wonderful, Jean. Now, you've been around WMA a lot longer than I have, and seen it evolve through the years, and how would you compare this year's convention to what we've experienced in the past? What would you say is your favorite thing about what we're doing now as opposed to the way it was?
I think my most favorite thing that we're doing now is we are involving the youth so much more, and we have some of the most talented, amazing up-and-coming singers and musicians and writers, and And just the WMA has made it so clear that we want to, you know, help these young people grow and become who they're supposed to be in the music field. And I've watched some come up that were just getting started, and now they are professional. Mm-hmm. When they're on stage, it's a professional performance, and these are kids. So they think the biggest change is the fact that we have so many youth, and they are so well supported by the organization. And just not to mention everything, we have wonderful vendors now. You know, back in the day, it was just a lot of us with guitars. And mm-hmm. we have so much more to offer now. Mm-hmm. So it's mm-hmm. The quality of the music and the songs, it has grown so much. And we're just a big family, and it's like a big family reunion for all of us.
It is, and one of the things I'm talking about of being a family, they had the Crisis Fund dinner last night, which was crazy. I was going to talk a little bit more about it later, but I'll just mention it now that we just, our featured performer who was coming in just for expenses to get them there to put on the show to raise money for our Crisis Fund, where we take care of our own when they run into, you know, run health issues or, you know, whatever, a yeah. crisis in their life, and they need a little assistance. And they were unable to make it. So at like 2:00 yesterday afternoon, their flight got grounded. Literally, they physically could not get here. And so at like 2:00 yesterday afternoon, Marvin puts the word out, our president, and bam, we've got a show. And it was extraordinary. And we brought in a record amount of money last night for that. And it was just family. I mean, it was just family together to make something happen, and it was really way cool. So it's been how long have you been in the WMA?
I've been in since 1994.
Okay, a year before me then. Mm-hmm. Okay, uh-huh. I came in 95. Yep. Now I was mm-hmm. you know when I came in, you were one of the women that was at the top of the heap, and I was just like in awe of you. And I can't believe you're in only a year before me, because I'm just like, I want to be yeah. like her. So I have tried to follow in your footsteps very hard, and I really admire you.
Well, you are just amazing. I think you have outdone yourself.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you. I wasn't fishing for a compliment, but I'll take it. Thank you. We gotta take our good things where we can get them, right?
That's right. Any of them, bring them on.
I was just thinking when you were talking about 1994 that you girls were actually the founders of the youth group. I mean, you were the first youth to get that started. So.
Oh, you're good, Gary. That's great.
This is why we love Gary. We love Gary.
These 11 and 12-year-old girls getting up there and performing back in 94.
Sure, sure.
Absolutely. Okay. And Gary's nose is growing right as we speak. He is
as we speak. Oh, my goodness.
It's still a little fake nose.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us, Gene, and go have fun. And I've got to go check out that swap shop.
Ma'am.
Take care, and we love you dearly, lady. Thank you so much.
Oh, love you and love everything you do. So
thank you.
Come and see me.
I will. We're going to do that right there in West Texas. We're coming, girlfriend.
Good. All right.
Oh, gosh. Well, our next song that we're going to be featuring is I Call Her My Little Sister, Mary Kay. I saw her come in as trying to figure out what the heck it was all about, to blossoming into an incredible songwriter who is very awarded. She's received both Female Performer of the Year, Song of the Year, Songwriter of the Year. I mean, she's just pretty amazing. And we're going to listen to her nominated song now, which actually won the Wrangler Award from the Cowboy Hall of Fame. So that was a huge accolade for Mary Kay. And we're really happy to share with you her song, Ride a Wide Circle.
It's the kind of stillness felt only before dawn. He knows just the mare you'll throw aside alone. He shakes the bridle and she huffs a hello. He likes her easy gait when there's many a mile to go. High summer morning, slow trot to the ridge. He feels her power beneath him, but the balance is all his. And he'll ride a wide circle, checking stock and making plans. 'Cause he's got dreams tied hard and fast, and they hold him to this land. Yes, he'll ride a wide circle, and today he'll ride alone in a saddle that's no rich man's trophy. It's a working man's throne. He doctors cattle, but he's no physician. Comes a James Taylor tune, but he's no musician. He rides a fence line his daddy's daddy rode before. The same big sapphire ceiling, the same sweet grass floor. Cowboy life will take from him a little blood and sweat each day. But for a third generation American dream, that's a paltry price to pay. So he'll ride that wide circle, checking stock and making plans. 'Cause he's got dreams tied hard and fast, and they hold him to this land. Yes, he'll ride circle, 'cause he knows he's not alone. This range is granddad's dream, his daddy's now his own. May the circle be unbroken by and by. There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. May the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by. There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky, in the sky, Lord, in the sky. So he'll ride that white circle.
There it is, another one of our nominated songs for Song of the Year. Are you with us, Mary Kay?
I sure am. How are you, Bea?
Oh, I'm doing great. And we were just bragging on you. We just played your Ride a Wide Circle. And I was telling everybody that about the prestigious award you won from the National Cowboy Hall of Fame. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that? That's way exciting news.
That was exciting. Yeah, that was last year's Wrangler Award, and people kept telling me how cool it was, and I guess I didn't really fully understand until I showed up there, and there was a red carpet. It was pretty amazing. It was a great experience, and one of the best things, Belinda, is that Winona Judd was sitting really, she was like on the front row of tables, and someone pointed that out, and it made me nervous that she was so gracious. After I finished the song, she stood up and gave me a standing ovation. Wow. And it was so classy. It was so classy of her. And then the next day we got an email from her assistant asking about where I got my hat. Yeah.
Where'd you get your hat?
Yeah, we're great, great job. Where'd you get your hat?
So we may see Naomi Judd, Winona or Naomi?
It's Winona.
Winona. So we may see Winona sporting a hat that looks just like Mary Kay.
a flat brim. Yeah, flat brim.
Oh, gosh. Well, one of the things that we've been bragging on all day is through the radio show, and we've had several of them on, are youth. That the youth chapter that is growing by leaps and bounds, incredibly talented. And you and Brad have decided to really add to that, to our youth chapter. And so tell us about the K-Sisters that are now a touring group. And just tell us about how that came to be and what's going on with that.
Well, Belinda, you know the hours that you spend on the road when you are a touring singer-songwriter. And we were playing these places and meeting people that touched our lives so much that we just felt sick that our kids were home missing all of that. And thank goodness we're in a genre of music that we're playing for amazing people, people that are listening, people that this music is really touching their lives. It's about their lives. And so it was always a dream of mine from the time I started to bring our kids with us. And with as many children as we have, it was kind of an impossibility. It's just too many kids. We would need like a school bus. But now that some of the older kids are growing and gone, we have four children left at home, pretty soon three, and we saw the possibility of being able to stuff everybody in a vehicle and go on the road. And so we started teaching harmony. We started teaching about cowboying and ranching, because it's different in every region. We wanted our girls to really understand the origins of the music they're singing about, not just reciting words. We want them to feel it and understand it. So the toughest thing I'll tell you is harmony. That's been so hard, but I think we're finally getting it. We're having fun.
Oh, yeah, and that's a learned, you know, if you don't just get it naturally right off the bat, it's definitely something that can be learned, because when I first started singing in my little church choir, I didn't have a clue about harmony and melody, but there was some wonderful harmony singers around me, and when you start hearing it, if you have any kind of lyrical music at all, and your children are all so talented and beautiful, oh my gosh, this beautiful bevy of women that poor Brad
is. Oh, it's fun. They're fun to travel with. We enjoy spending time with them.
Oh, gosh. That's a lot of estrogen in that car, though.
I know, right? Poor Brad. He needs, like, a special estrogen screen to put around him to protect him.
Oh, my goodness. So I know you outfitted two of your girls in the swap shop last year. Have you guys hit the swap shop yet, or the cowboy consignment, I think is what they're calling it now?
Yeah. You know, and I'm glad you brought that up, because if you needed an excuse to get to this conference, you should come just for that swap shop. There are amazing deals on very nice designer Western clothing there. And it's a good way to clean out your closet. So you don't have to be a performer. All you have to do is be a person coming to our conference. You can bring your stuff you're not wearing anymore and get some new things. So, yeah,
to help you buy the new stuff.
Yeah. it's really worth it just for the shopping. And the music is really what it's all about. But, hey, if you needed an excuse, shopping's a good one.
Well, I'm so proud of you and what you've accomplished. I mean, you're just growing by leaps and bounds in all aspects, as a performer, as a singer, as a songwriter, and all of those. And then now adding that extra dimension of bringing your girls on, and they're just, they're all so engaging, and just the all of you together on stage is just something beautiful to see, not only because you're all very pretty, but just the family unit and the harmonies and the love that's apparent between all of you. It just, to me, it's what this music is all about. So thank you so much for
taking that extra step, because I know it's a lot of work to bring those extra people. Not so much the people, but the bags that go with the people.
I know. It's so true. So true. Well, we appreciate That's you, all. Belinda and Gary. You guys are amazing. Thank you for all you do.
Hey, thank you. Hey, thank you. I just wanted to thank
ahead,
you
Gary.
For that song. I was going to thank you for that song that you did in honor of veterans. And I'm actually looking at that on Facebook right now. And you've had like a bazillion people that have watched and listened to the two of you doing that song. That was a great song. Is that going to be on an album soon?
Yeah, we'll put it on the next album. It was an interesting story, Gary, if you have a second to hear it. You know,
sure.
We were just rehearsing on Sunday. We were rehearsing Sunday, and we were feeling nervous about the upcoming elections. And we figured everybody was probably feeling a little nervous. And Millie and I were both wearing red, and the stage that we were rehearsing on had a flag. And I said, hey, why don't we record that song? And I said, girls, everyone's nervous. Everyone's feeling concerned. Let's record this song, and it doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be from our heart. And to see the way it was received, it just made us feel so good. And so that was a cool experience. And it was a spur-of-the-moment decision. It was not planned at all. So it was just really cool how God works.
Yeah, well, it's a great song. Great song. And
thank you. Wow.
And as Belinda said, a lot of pretty girls there.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Gary, tell people how people can go listen to that online. What is it that they would need to Google?
The only place that they can find it is on my Facebook page. And you just go to Google and do Google Mary Kay Western Singer, and it will pull up the Facebook pages. We have two Facebook pages, and they're on both pages.
Okay, so this is on your Facebook page, so people can go listen.
Yes.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate it, and you're just
we love you. We appreciate you.
And we just think you're the best. So thank you, Gary. Good luck with the song.
Thank you. We're excited. All right, y'all take care. Here's Bob.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm back.
Great. Well, you're doing a great job rounding people up, honey. We appreciate that so much. We're fixing to go to another, I think, the last of our nominated songs. And do you have someone all lined up for us to go next?
I do. Olivia, but she just
perfect.
Stepped away. So I don't know whether she went to the restroom or not.
Okay. You are on air.
And then Maria. I've got Maria here too.
Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
She'll
so
thank you
go,
for that.
We are going to go to, I think that this is the last one, I believe, of our nominated song, and this is called Sunset on the Water by James Michael, Jerome Campbell, and John Messenger. So, Sunset on the Water.
The sunset beckons, come be with me and ride an evening trail. Hear the night bird, see it winging, hear that far off coyote wail. Shadows growing while the colors of the sky slowly fade, and the sunset on the water bids goodbye to another day. Down by the Rio we will wander, let our horses just drift along, while the breezes in the treetops play an old familiar song. We'll stand together and share a moment miles and years can't take away, while the sunset on the water bids goodbye to another day. Deserts glowing in the twilight of a full moon on the rise, and I'm standing in the love light shining from your eyes. I hear the music of your heartbeat, a song the angels play, the sunset on the water bids goodbye to another day. While the sunset on the water bids goodbye to another day.
That was a peaceful song. That was very lovely. Oh, gosh. So we have another one of our youth chapter members. And Maria, are you on the phone?
Yes.
Hi, sweetie. Her sweet little voice. Okay, I have to tell on Maria just a little bit. Maria, two years ago, I think it was, Maria, she and her mother stayed with us in Prescott during the Cowboy Poetry Gathering there. And Maria is an award-winning fiddle player, and she wanted to learn something on the guitar. She wanted to start learning guitar. So I taught her a simple little three-chord song on her little guitar she had with her. And so 2 years later, I'm sitting here listening to this. How old are you, Maria?
14.
14. This little 14-year-old who started 2 years ago with three chords that I showed her to playing gypsy jazz, playing chords that I can't even identify, much less play, and just crushing it. And I'm just in awe of these kids. So, Maria, you, please tell us what it's like for you to be part of the youth chapter here at the WMA.
Well, I think it's a great opportunity to get to play with other kids and just be friends with them, and really good people. And they're so good at playing their instruments. You can learn stuff from them. I really think it's important.
Wow. And not only learning about playing instruments, but I've seen you on the dance floor with some of them. Or in the back, hiding in a corner dancing. So it's not just the music, is it? It sounds like it's the camaraderie and the friendship as well.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's lovely, sweetie. Well, we are so proud of you, and you are just growing by leaps and bounds. And you are every growing. You are getting taller every time I see you. You're going to pass your mom up pretty soon, I think.
I don't know.
Oh, gosh. Well, thank you. Now, you don't have any albums or anything out yet, right, Maria?
Not yet.
But that's on the horizon, I know.
Yeah, I'd like to.
It is. Yes. And what instruments do you play, sweetie?
Well, I play fiddle and guitar mainly. I play a little bit of cello, and I just got a banjo. I play a little bit of that, a little bit on mandolin, and I used to play piano and harp.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
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 Yep, and if I know this child, and you know she's just starting out on banjo, and in the next year she'll be, you know, shredding the banjo as well. So that's kind of how she rolls. Oh, well, thank you so much for being on the show, Maria. And we just love you dearly. We'll be looking for you to be playing on showcases and also with the kids in the jam. And you just go have some fun, sweetie.
Okay, well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It was delightful having you on, hon.
That is so,
so
cool.
Should be back on. Oh, she's adorable. She's adorable.
So
I mean,
cool.
I could not, well, you cannot believe it. Gypsy jazz. I mean, seriously?
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, it's great that these kids are getting involved so young, and they'll just get better and better and better. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's pretty incredible. So, Bob, you're there? Who do you have, Bob?
Jerry Hall.
Pardon?
Can you hear me, Jerry Hall?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Let's talk with Jerry. How fun.
Okay, here he is.
Thanks.
Hello, darling.
Hello, Jerry of Jerry Hall and Trick Shot.
Hi, Belinda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for being on the show. We also have my producer, Gary Holt, is helping host the show, so he is on there as well.
Oh, outstanding.
So.
Yeah, I'm really uncomfortable when these... I'm real uncomfortable when these guys come on and say, hi, darling, or hi, babe. You know, it's like, whoa. You know,
well, it's with. Well, I was a Conway Twitty fan for one, but it's all with due respect. Anytime I talk to my little sister, she's just such a darling. And that's kind of the relationship that Miss Belinda and I have. We've known one another for a long time, and she's like my little sister.
I love that. Thank you, Jerry. And I have to brag on Jerry. He was handed the task of putting together a tribute to our veterans today. And he put together a tribute breakfast, that was phenomenal. It was this wonderful show. It's 7:30 to 9, so it was an early, early thing. But, I mean, it was sold out. We had to add another table to because there were still people wanting to get in. So it was completely sold out, an incredible show that just went off like clockwork. And kudos. It was, I mean, wonderful job, wonderful job. The only drawback is that he did such a great job, he's already been handed the task of doing it again next year.
I believe my future plans are going to be not be quite so efficient, but I don't feel that I can take credit for. I don't feel that I deserve much, if any, credit for the success of the show. We have such a tremendous family in the Western Music Association and the people that we work with all over the country. They are such outstanding people. In addition to being great performers, and of course Belinda was a part of the show and contributed greatly to everything that we did. We had people come from far and wide and agreed to participate in it. When you get people like Dave Stamey Barry Ward, Belinda, Junie Fisher, you can't go wrong with a show like that. All I have to do is stand up there and act like I know what I'm talking about when I introduce him, and we just go from there. It works out really nice. And I am proud of the people who were on the show today. They just did an outstanding job. But I'm also proud of the city of Albuquerque and the turnout that we had and the huge number of veterans from all of the branches of the service were represented today. It was really heartwarming.
But don't diminish your job as MC, because you did a fabulous job as the MC, and it was just pretty extraordinary. And I didn't know that you could be such a great MC. So this is good to know, Jerry.
There's another job, another job there, Jerry. There you go.
As Joe Beaver Championship Calf Roper would say, rut row.
Rut row.
That was a rut row.
You know, and I was delighted with. I mean, you were taking some shots at my husband too that were pretty funny. So you know, that was pretty fun seeing you two go at it.
Well, you know, when enlisted personnel get an opportunity to snipe an officer, we can't pass it up.
No. Oh gosh!
Especially when it's a West Pointer. Of course, so was Custer. Yes. So what can I say?
You just got it. It's a rule or something, right?
Actually, it's that ADHD and the swarm of bees going around in my head, and I never know which one's going to escape.
Okay.
Occasionally, one of them grabs a random thought and flies out of my mouth with it.
That's a great visual, actually.
Really?
I have to brag on Jerry, too, because I do serve on the Western Music Association board with Gary, and it is he does a great job. And then also for the award show that Bob and I produce, he is the wonderful task. He and his group, Trickshot, are very careful to be helping people up and downstairs and making sure kind of our sergeant at arms kind of thing at the show. And he does a fabulous job with that. So he's just an all around good guy to know.
That's great.
For those who don't have a reference point, Trickshot happens to be Randy Fowler and Ed Hughes, the other two fellas in our Trickshot group.
Yes.
Guys that I've been working with for 35 years continually. And it makes it really nice when you're working and traveling with your best friends. We've never had a foul crossword between us. We generally don't have to talk much because our thoughts are pretty much the same, especially where our performance is concerned. So it makes it really nice.
Wow. Well, you guys do a great job. We just caught one of your performances here recently and just were spellbound. You guys were it was so enjoyable, and the time went by so fast. I couldn't believe the show was over. And that's always a good litmus test on the show when you're not ready for the artist to stop. So good job. I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for being on the show. I know it was spontaneous, but that's what's making the show fun.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I feel honored and privileged to have this opportunity. And
can't wait to
see you at the award show and at the Friday Night Opry.
Yes. Yes. And I got a little something fun special planned for that. So it's going to be fun tonight.
Yeah. So do we.
Yeah. Excellent. Good night, Bard.
Thank you so much, Belinda.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry.
Oh, gosh. Well, I think we're going to go to a song now. And this was actually year before last winter of Song of the Year. And it is Trinity Seeley, who she's been on the show a couple of times. And it's her song, Cowboy Hat.
There ain't nothing phony about a good riding spade with pony, and that makes my world go round. I don't care about what some folks talk about. No, my world is smaller than all that. I live a simple life, work hard and wear a cowboy hat. A mirror, an image looking back at you. Eyes are the window to the soul. In the eye of the horse, you will find your own. Just live a simple life, work hard and wear a cowboy hat. It's easier said than done, but that's how the West was won. Living off the folklore of the old. It's tested, it's tried and true, it'll work best for me and you. Some call it the cowboy code. Just live a simple life, work hard and wear a cowboy hat. Crazy and things look a little hazy. Not sure exactly how you feel. Just jump up on that silky hide. Take yourself a little ride. Put in perspective what is real. Be faithful to the brand. Always ride with grit and sand. Keeping your eye on the trail. Just live a simple life. Work hard and wear a cowboy hat. Just live a simple life. Work hard and wear a cowboy hat.
Oh, that's a cute song. Enjoy that. Oh,
it
so
is
are you
a
there,
good one.
Robert?
Yes, I am still here. And we have, as our next guest, Dave Stamey. Dave Stamey and Cheryl Rogers after him. So that'll
wonderful.
Be the order we go before we end.
Okay, great. So Dave's ready to go right now?
Here's Dave.
Excellent.
Hello.
Hello, Dave. You are live on Blessed Trails on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how exciting. How exciting.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Dave. This is Gary Holt. How you doing?
Hey, Gary. How are you, buddy?
Good. Good to have you today.
Well, it's nice to be had.
great job on the Veterans Tribute this morning, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It was entirely too early to be singing that high a note, but okay. We got her done.
Yeah, you did. You did in true cowboy fashion.
I don't normally sing before noon, and I'm still clearing phlegm by 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, you fooled me. You fooled me. You must sing well through phlegm because you were doing a great job. Oh, gosh. Well, and I have to congratulate my dear friend, Dave Stamey. He is, Gary, I don't know if you knew this or not, but he is being inducted into the Western Music Association Hall of Fame on Saturday night.
I did know that. Congratulations. And I think our friend R.W. Hampton said he was going to get the honors on that.
I am.
You are.
Wow.
I'm so glad to be the first one to tell you this.
It's going to be fun because, but it's sort of disappointing. It's a letdown now because I spent the last 3 years teasing R.W. Hampton, telling him that his career must be over because that's when they give you the Hall of Fame award and reminding him that proved that he was older than me.
Too funny. Well, you know, it took Charlie Daniels to be 80 before he was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. So that just happened a couple of weeks ago.
I didn't know that. That's great.
You're way ahead of schedule. You're not near 80, so that's pretty cool.
A couple of years to go.
That's right.
So you've been coming to these for a long time, Dave. These Western Music Association conventions. And what is your takeaway from this year so far? What would you say is a highlight or a general feeling, or just for people who've never been to one of our conventions?
Well, I'm impressed with the numbers that I'm seeing in the workshops and just kind of wandering around, as it were, in the hotel here. It seems to me that the numbers are up, and things seem a little better. And Marcia has always done a wonderful job in organizing everything, but it seems like everything's clicking along rather swimmingly, as they say. And there seems to be just a really good feeling about it this year.
Wow.
Well, we're so glad you're here. It's always delightful when you're, because you can't, sometimes your touring schedule doesn't permit you to actually attend the convention. So we're so glad you could be here. Of course, being inducted into the Hall of Fame probably helped clear that schedule a little bit. So thankfully.
Yeah, they asked, since it, you know, they don't give it to a living guy that often. And so they said, boy, it would be nice if you could show up for this. And I thought, I think it would only be polite, wouldn't it? Yeah.
So, yes, it would be polite.
It's my pleasure and delight to be here. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh. Well, we're so proud of you, and you are iconic in this music, and we just in such a good way.
You and me started in this business about the same year, I think.
I think we did. Yes, I think I met you at Santa Clarita, at that little stage. We were backstage, and we were both nervous, and you were practicing your yodel. I will never forget that. And we both were starting out about 95, 96. About the same time.
It might have been 94. It might have been a little earlier than that, but somewhere in there. It's been over 20 years. I know that.
It's been over 20 years. It has. We're crazy.
We must be having a really good time because that time just whipped right by.
Yeah, it does. It flies by. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Dave, and have a great rest of the and we so look forward to your induction on Saturday night and getting to hear you sing. It's going to be a wonderful time.
Thank you very, very much. Good talking to you. Gary, you take care. Behave yourself.
You too, Dave. And congratulations again.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Dave.
Okay. All right.
He's
your
such,
loving husband.
Such...
Line. Not your loving husband, Gary, but...
Yeah, I'm kind of getting that. I'm getting that now. So, yeah, all the adoration goes toward Belinda, and that's okay.
Oh, did you have Cheryl? Is Cheryl ready? All ready to go, honey?
Well, she's talking with a fan here for a moment, and hopefully we can break in on them. So,
all right. While we were talking with Dave, I was thinking about how much easier he said it was for him to sing and play than it was to ride those rough horses when he was working for the Dude Ranches out at Alisal and some of the other places. Much easier to get up on stage than to do that. So.
Yeah, and you have a lot more longevity in being able to work when you're singing as opposed to riding.
That's right.
Riding
that's
rough
right.
horses.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, I've seen a little live stream of some of the events that are taking place out there, and that's been fun to be back here in Nashville and be able to watch that. And saw a big welcome sign at the airport for WMA.
There is. Yeah, the city of Albuquerque just has embraced our organization, both the tourism and the mayor's office. In fact, the mayor normally participates in our award show. He has to be out of the country this particular weekend. But he normally presents our Entertainer of the Year Award and is very involved. And so we are very blessed to have the city of Albuquerque so all in as far as being helpful. And they make the Chemo Theater available to us for practically just the cost of getting the lights on. I mean, they've just bent over backwards to accommodate our convention and make this our home. So we're pretty fortunate with that.
Well, that is so cool. And it's such a cool place to have a convention like the WMA's. And again, everything's going on at the Hotel Albuquerque? If people are wanting to come out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely, and it backs right up to Old Town, so it's really super easy to find it and to get to it. Excellent.
And
can I interrupt for a minute?
Yes. Hi, Belinda. Hello, Cheryl. Did he run off your fan?
How are you doing? It's sort of noisy here in the lobby.
Yeah, it is sort of noisy. For people who didn't hear, this is Cheryl Rogers Barnett, who is Roy Rogers and Dell Evans' oldest daughter, and just a precious friend. She and her husband, Larry, have become dear friends to Bob and I. And tell them what you are doing here at the convention.
Oh, I'm here signing my newest book, Cowboy Princess Rides Again, and catching up with old friends like you and Hal Spencer, Tim Spencer's son, and lots of other friends. It's wonderful.
It is. And then you also graciously have consented to be one of our presenters for our award show. You'll be helping out with the Hall of Fame awards. So that's going to be, thank you for that. We appreciate it.
Oh, listen, I can't imagine anything neater than presenting Pat Brady, because he was an incredible performer. And, you know, people remember him as the driver of Nellie Bell, but he was a fine musician and a really great singer of funny songs. He was wonderful.
Yes. Well, we are so delighted that you're here, just as a special bit of icing on the cake for the convention to have you here. And I hope people are snapping up your book right and left, because I know I sure enjoy your books. I love the way you write and just the heart that you share in those books about your, you know, growing up in the family, in the Rogers family, and what that was like. And wonderful book, yeah. Cheryl. Did such a great job.
Oh, thank you so much, Belinda. Well, it's the first one was truly a challenge because I didn't think I could write a book. And then the second one was a challenge in a different way, because I had to actually do some homework and research on that one, because I wasn't, you know, that strong on my folks' early careers, because I was a little bitty kid living it. So I had to go back and do some research.
Wow. Wow. Well, it's wonderful. And where, if people want to get a hold of your book that are not here at the Western Music Association convention this weekend, where would they be able to get that book? Are those books now?
With the Cowboy Princess Rides Again, they can go to Amazon.com. If they want Cowboy Princess and the other one, and they actually want them autographed, all they have to do is go to CherylRogers.com, and that's CherylRogers.com. And I am more than happy to sign a book to them and send them off in the mail.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being on the show with us, Cheryl. You're always a delight, and I get to come out and hug your neck as soon as I get through with this show.
Okay. Well, Belinda, thank you so much for asking me to do it, and I'm having a great time. Thank you, honey.
Wonderful. Thank you, sweetie. Thanks for being on.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, she's a great, gracious lady. Oh, my gosh. She's just... such a neat lady.
She is, and I missed her when she was in Nashville, actually in Murfreesboro a few months ago. I had some folks that were in the hospital the day she was signing books and doing a thing in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. So, maybe we'll catch her. Maybe we'll catch her. Yeah, we'll have to catch her back this way. So,
yes, yeah, keep an eye. She's fun. She's a lot of fun. Well, gosh, we're kind of at the end of the show, I'm thinking. Bob, are you still there?
Let's bring Bob back
I'm just thinking, you know, you need to invite Cheryl to come back there to your benefit next spring. So
that would be
a
cool
thing. I think you'd do very well there.
Yeah. That would be. That's a great idea. That is a great idea. And by the way, mentioning the benefit, this will be our fourth year to have Equestrian Legacy Radio's rendezvous to raise money this year for the Alzheimer's Association and the National Parkinson's Foundation. And that will be held at Loretta Lynn's Ranch, just outside, about an hour out of Nashville in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee. And it'll be a great time for people to come and enjoy her phenomenal facility, visit her museum and the Western town, and ride horses if they want to, and enjoy a lot of great music. So that's the first part of June, and they can find out more about that on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. But it's going to be a lot of fun.
And the date
is Belinda
that?
Invited to go back there?
She is. She is. I'm just waiting to get confirmation on that. So is that confirmation? Sounded like it. It sounded like it.
He's the one pulling the trailer, so he has to. I'm always ready to go. So he has to.
Well, I've got your space reserved. I think I told you that. So your space is reserved. So that'll be pretty cool.
Excellent. Excellent. Oh my gosh. Well, I think what I might just go to my thoughts and just give some closing thoughts, and then we can just close out with I think we're going to close out with my Granite Mountain song. So thank you, Bob, for you've been wonderful. I couldn't have done the show without you, Babe. I mean, he was out there rounding up people for us to talk to. So it made it. And then also, oh my gosh, Gary, you're just amazing. So just love you both to pieces. And just really
thanks,
wanted
Bob.
To kind of close with. Yep. Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
I'll see you in a few minutes, Babe. Oh gosh. Well, I one of the things I touched on just kind of in closing the show out is you know, the crisis fund and the amount of money that was raised. And this, I mean, even before there was a crisis fund, I know that whenever our, you know, Western Music family had any kind of problem, they just kind of put the word out and immediately everyone just jumped on board and helped take care of people. So it's just this one of the things that I really love about the organization as a whole, that it's just everybody's really an all for one kind of thing. Everybody's helpful and generous with their talent, with their treasure, with their time. And it really puts me in mind of just the basis of Christianity, which is, you know, really looking after and helping each other. And there were a couple of scriptures that really came to mind with that. And the first one is in Philippians 2:4, that says, let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. And then the second one in Ephesians 4:32, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgave you. So for me, this whole week, a huge family reunion and really the epitome of just the very foundation of Christian living. And that is just to love each other, treat each other as you want to be treated, be giving and compassionate. And that's what this is about. So if you want to be just wrapped in warm fuzziness for the rest of the weekend, I sure hope if you live in the area and you're hearing this, that you'll come out for the remainder of the Western Music Association convention that is happening in Albuquerque at Hotel Albuquerque until Sunday the 13th, I think it is. So, well, that wraps our show for today. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us the gift of your time. And a great big thank you to my sweet husband, Robert Lorbeer, again, for literally rounding up guests for today's show. And to all my Western Music family who were willing to jump on the phone and participate, you know, just very spontaneously in the program. And as always, I am so grateful for all of the work of my amazing producer, Gary Holt. But especially on a show like this today, I can only imagine the technical hoops he was jumping through today, as well as assisting with the hosting duties. So thank you so much, Gary. It was a pleasure to have you on as my co-host today. And before I go, there's something I mentioned that I keep forgetting to do, and that is a little event that I have in March. It's called the Cowgirl True Girlfriend Getaway Weekend, and this is an annual event that I host each year, the first weekend in March, and it's held at the beautiful historic Flying E Guest Ranch in Wickenburg, Arizona, and it's a wonderful weekend for women from all walks of life getting together for an unforgettable time of fabulous, relaxing girlfriend time. And the whole weekend seems to be filled with laughter and old friendships and new friendships. And one of our favorite things every evening are the breathtaking Arizona sunsets. And we get to enjoy those every night. And the weekend is also filled with really fun activities and horseback trail rides if you want to be a little more busy. So it's all up to you what it's your weekend and what you want to make of it. And this all takes place in the beautiful Sonoran Desert. That's where Wickenburg is located. So for details, please go to Flying E Ranch. So that's Flying, the letter E, Ranch, all run together, .com. And then you can go to on the events tab, go to Cowgirl True Girlfriend Getaway Weekend, and you'll get all of the information there. And space is limited. It's a small, intimate little ranch. And so we fill up pretty fast. So if you think you'd like to come, just grab your BFF, sign up, and see you in Wickenburg. And also in closing, please check out all of the other fabulous shows on Equestrian Legacy Radio. And remember that they are archived for you to listen to at your convenience. You can even download our nifty mobile app that allows you to take us on the go with you. So if you like our shows, please help us spread the word by liking us on Facebook and telling your friends about us. Thank you again for joining us today. And until next week, may all your trails be blessed.
rises up from the valley floor, covered with rocks and so much more, lurk between the junipers and boulders. Mountain lion, prickly pear, there is danger, be aware, and don't forget to look back over your shoulder. Bobcats make and have a lead, even if you haven't seen one. They're like whispers in the shadows. The beauty, it will mesmerize, but don't forget those wary eyes. Always creeping there in the hollows. Granite Mountain, oh, the silhouette we know so well. Granite Mountain, sometimes you are heaven, sometimes you are hell. Yavapai once hunted here, looking for the elk and deer, lost now in the mist, nothing but stories. If you listen with your spirit pounding feet, you'll almost hear it now, forevermore, part of her glory. Abandoned cabin in the saddle, someone there once tried to straddle life between the old and the new ways. Some say golden cattle drew them, all we know, the mountain threw them off. Nothing left but the wild strays. Granite Mountain, oh, the silhouette we know so well. Stay too long on the mountain in the weather. It can change upon a dime, and it will catch you every time. Snow and winter, monsoons in the summer. First there's smoke, then fire blazing down the mountainside, raging every living thing consumed before it. Slurry plains at treetop flying, hotshot crews are bravely fighting to defend our homes and our forest. So when you ride this treasured beauty, don't forget your cowboy duty. This mountain just the way you found her. But ride her with the watchful eye, hear rustling wind, watch eagle fly. Be mindful of the dangers that abound.